yeah, that's right, he's a motherfucking G, yeah.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show with Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. I am Bruce Salin, and you can also follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salin. We're going to continue some therapy talk with Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who is 4 weeks away from having her first child. And tonight's Dad Chat is about bullying with the infamous, famous, and well-known father of six, I might add, Billy Ray Cyrus, who has a new song out, which is called Hope Is Just Ahead. It's a beautiful duet with Dionne Warwick, who's one of the great pop singers of all time, in my opinion. And this song and its music video really shows that he has a pretty strong feeling about bullying and its negative impact on our kids. And I'm sure Dr. Weberman has the same. So let's get on to bullying, Dr. Weberman.
Wonderful. When you told me the topic for today's radio segment was going to be bullying, my head was reeling with all the different ways that you can address this and what would be the most effective way to do it in a 10-minute segment. I mean, you can talk about the victims, you can talk about the perpetrators, you can talk about the policies, you can talk about cyberbullying, which is a new form of bullying. I mean, there's so many different ways to talk about it. And, you know, as I mentioned in the last segment, I always kind of just ask myself, what would be the most consistent with my mission to empower families? And what I came up with was talking about how we can raise children to be part of the solution and not the problem. Because we can't take down bullies all across the board. Bullies will always exist, whether we're at a school, the playground, or in a workplace, or wherever, there's going to be bullies. But how can we raise our children to be resilient and positive contributing members of society and be really good, and this is the new term, upstanders. So it used to be bystanders, but bystanders are sort of passive, and upstanders are people who play a part to actually contribute to a solution when they see bullying. So that's what I wanted to talk about today.
That's new to me. I love that, upstander. That's a great expression. Thank you for sharing that with me as well as my audience. So what are some of your bullet points on this? I mean, to me, one of the big changes that I'm sure you're going to address is that bullying used to always be more of a boy thing. And now it seems because of the cyberspace, it's a boy and girl thing. I still think probably boys do more physical bullying, but girls are doing cyberbullying that is having just as damaging, if not worse, an effect on other young girls. So I can't wait to hear your thoughts on this.
It's a complex topic. We could do a whole segment just on that girl world of that sort of passive-aggressive style of bullying that you see. Like you said, usually the boys are much more aggressive about it, and the girls can tend to be more passive-aggressive about it. But whether you have a physical wound or an emotional wound, it's still a wound, and it can be very harmful. I think that starting at the basics, I don't think parents realize how much they can teach their kids by their example, and not just their words. Their example is so powerful. It really starts when they're little. When your child is very, very little, you're teaching tolerance and empathy from the very beginning, and tolerance and empathy is the biggest way to prevent bullying, because if we were all tolerant and we were all empathic of others, we wouldn't be doing these things to each other. And we teach that by showing our own child empathy when they have strong feelings, tolerance of them and who they are, tolerance of other people that we see on TV or how we talk about other family members or how we talk about the neighbors. We do that from the very beginning. We show them how to be empathic and tolerant, and that is one of the key ways to arm a child against bullying. So that's really the root of it, to start there. Building upon that, you know, there's this woman who wrote a book about bullying, and I wish I could remember the title, but I can't. But her name is Emily Bazelon, and she said that we should acknowledge our children's acts of kindness with the same level of enthusiasm that we do their academic or their athletic achievements. And I thought that was a really interesting point. We put on Facebook or whatever, like, oh, my kid made honor roll, or my kids score the winning goal or their team made it to the championship, but I rarely see people post on Facebook how proud they are of their child for doing something kind or doing something, you know, that advocated for another child. And I don't think we respond to it in the same level. And that's another way as parents that you can influence the way your child perceives being an upstander instead of just a bystander.
You know, it's so interesting. Those bumper stickers that say my kid is on the honor roll or my kid made top, I don't know why. They annoy the heck out of me. I would rather see a bumper sticker that is totally in line with what you're saying, that my kid helps other kids. My kid cares about the world. And take pride in that rather than an academic achievement that is so often, you know, handheld and guided by mom and dad. So I love what you're
saying. It would be such a beautiful thing. It really would. And so then on another level, you know, when we talk about communication, bullying is a very aggressive kind of communication style. And sometimes in girl world, there's a more passive aggressive style. So you can teach your child to be an assertive communicator. So it's not aggressive, it's not passive, it's not passive-aggressive, it's assertive. That is a huge, powerful tool. And part of that comes from modeling, and they're going to watch you and how you communicate with others. But part of it is also just teaching them what that looks like. Aggression in communication is something that escalates the situation. So if you go up to a bully and you say something aggressive, they're just going to counter-respond with something more aggressive, and you're feeding the issue with, like, you're just kind of throwing fuel into the fire. If you're passive, you're sending the message that it's okay to bully me. I'm not going to do anything about it. And that, you know, I really don't respect myself as much. But assertive communication is about how they can express their thoughts and their feelings calmly and rationally, but in a way that lets somebody know there's a line that's been crossed and I'm not going to tolerate that.
Now, by the way, the first thing that came to mind when you expressed all this is how mom and dad have conflict and deal with it. That's the biggest way of all. I mean, if there's a fight between mom and dad and one of them bullies the other, nowadays it can go in either direction, that's the most dramatic evidence whatsoever for the kids. So mom and dad better learn how to fight fairly and properly and not bully one another.
I see a lot of that. Yep, I see a lot of bullying among couples, and I don't even think that they're aware of the fact that what they're doing is bullying, but that's what it is. And so, yeah, you're right, you're modeling that right from the get-go, and if you can model something positive, I mean, you're really doing such a beautiful thing for your child to set them up for success in life. But also it's about teaching your children how to be a good upstander. So you may not have a child who's really ready to face a bully when someone else is being picked on and say, hey, don't do that. I mean, that might be a little bit too much to ask for certain kids who are shy or whatever. So teaching them different ways that they can be an upstander instead of a bystander is really helpful. I mean, you don't always have to just say stop it, although that's a possibility. You might need to report it. You might cause a distraction so that the bullying gets interrupted. You can befriend the victim. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can participate in being the solution and not the problem. And some kids just need to know what the options are, or else they feel so guilty and shameful that they wanted to help, but they just didn't feel tough enough to do it.
Interesting. You know, we're talking about bullying tonight at Dad Chat. One of my questions, I'm curious where you stand on it, is about teaching our kids self-defense. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think if you're talking about physical bullying, if your child, I mean, and that, like we said, it happens more with boys than it does with girls, but it's not unheard of to happen with girls. If your child is getting beaten up, being able to physically defend yourself is a very empowering thing for a boy. Absolutely. I just wouldn't sign them up for a karate class with the intention of this is how you beat people up, but, you know, definitely as a part of a discipline and a part of feeling brave and confident, even if you never use it, knowing that you could do it, sometimes is enough to have a boy stick up for himself in a new kind of way, because he knows if it came to that, he could handle himself.
And going back to what you said, maybe being an upstander and saving someone else from physical abuse. You know, that's going on in our schools and the mini schools that I can't believe you wouldn't agree is horrible is this idea that no tolerance or what's the word? It's not no tolerance, something like no tolerance. But two kids get in a fight and both kids get punished. They never find out who's to blame. OK, and that's ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. I'm sorry, say that again.
Well, I think what's happening now is that we've taken a really strong stance in schools against bullying. And so maybe that no tolerance policy is part of that. It's almost kind of like a bullying witch hunt that we've gone on a little bit. And we have such strong reactions to bullying that I think too many things get included under the umbrella of bullying. I mean, children don't have to be nice to each other all the time. We don't live in that kind of a world. I think sometimes the administration can get too involved in some of the smaller issues and should just stick with the larger bullying kinds of issues. But every time someone does a mean thing, does the school really need to be involved in that too?
I agree, let alone the fact that there's zero tolerance for any kind of behavior. Well, it matters. The context matters. If three kids beat up your kid and then your kid gets up and fights back, all four kids shouldn't be punished. The three that started it should. That's the way I believe it. And that, by the way, is teaching them a horrible message if both are punished. If in a fight where one kid is picked on the other and the other fights back, they're both punished. What is the message? It's a horrible message to our kids.
And I think it gets really complicated. Any parent who has more than one child at home that tries to referee a sibling argument, and it's like, well, he started it. No, he did this thing first. It's sometimes very hard to get to who really started something, and it's very hard to prove. And I think the schools are going to have the same kind of struggles that a parent would have with that.
Yes, but at least they should try, not just automatically punish both because it's easier. You know, in my house, for instance, every fight that ever happens between my wife and I, she started. I mean, we all understand that. So it's a very easy issue.
Thank God she doesn't listen to your show.
Yeah. She doesn't listen to the show, so I can say whatever I want and get away with it. We're down to the last minute. Any final thoughts you'd like to share before we have to say goodbye?
You know, it's a shame we didn't get to talk about the girl world, but, you know, we should definitely do that as a segment one time and talk about some of the passive-aggressive styles of bullying that go on with young girls. It used to be a teenage problem, then it was a tween, and now it's starting in the elementary school. So I think that's worthy of a conversation that we can have one time in the future.
Well, let's do that. And before we sign off, please let my listeners know where they can find you.
Wonderful. The new website is transformationstherapycenter.com. I used to blog at theparentingplayground.com, but I've been a little distracted lately. We have a Facebook page under the same name, and I will be at Dad Chat tonight on Twitter as dr_Weberman.
Thank you, Dr. Jennifer. Say hello to Jason, and listeners, please stay tuned for some closing remarks after these short commercials.